Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, midweek. Biggest news in commodity markets is the price of oil, as OPEC maintained its current oil output policy, increasing by 2.5%. Not much of a surprise for the oil market, but over the last 5 days have risen $3.50. As far as the ag commodity markets, certainly not a turnaround Tuesday. Another disappointing day in the commodity markets. Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing.
Yeah, we did on the September contract, new contract lows there, and then closed below the previous lows. So that's depressing. And December it closed at 411, so we're off the 407 contract lows. But to me, it kind of feels like unless we get some surprise bullish news, we're probably going to test that tomorrow. It goes back to the weather again. You know, a lot of moisture in July just isn't going to make the market think we have to rally. The only good thing is I don't think the funds are selling it with two hands here. You know, I think they're selling some, but they're already short the market. I think they're starting to look at the price and go, well, how far do we want to push until we really know what the crop size is? So I'm hoping we get some support tomorrow, come off these contract lows, and maybe funds will want to even exit some short positions.
Was it weird that soybean oil jumped, though? I mean, that was the oil in general jumped, but that's weird.
We're still getting used to what's going to be like a new generation for soybeans, where it's going to be soybean oil will lead the crush, where it used to always be meal. And now the price of U.S. meal is going to have to get low enough to compete in the export market, because we're going to crush these beans for the oil now and not for the meal. So it's different. I think we're all adjusting to it. So yeah, it was nice to see something green on the screen, but it was soybean oil.
On agweb.com, Matt Bennett. AgMarket.net.
It appears to me that the funds, you know, are very comfortable in their short. They lifted a few of them last week, but you still have a very large short position. And so you got to ask yourself, do the funds want to go ahead and get out now like they did a year ago, go ahead and scale out of those short positions, or hang on a little longer? The farmer hasn't sold a whole lot of corn, so commercials haven't sold a whole lot of corn. Whenever they buy that off the grower, they offset that on the board. And the funds very well know that. And so I'm not so sure that the funds don't stick around a little bit longer than maybe what they did a year ago, wait on some of that corn to get sold, some of that hedge pressure, pad their pocketbooks just a little bit more. I do think there will be a shift in mentality sometime in the next few weeks. I'm not saying we're going to rally sharply, but I do think that we have to start to think about 26 a little bit. If this yield comes in to where you keep it at a 2 billion or below, we're going to start talking about how many acres are we even going to plant next year. You know, corn to fertilizer ratio is awful. Phosphate prices sky high. And I think that your ag chem retailer are going to sound some alarm bells here over the next few weeks whenever they're trying to get prepay money, because I think it's going to be a tough road to hoe for those guys.
And finally, from a technical perspective, Brian Split on AgriTalk yesterday.
I think the corn market is closest to what I would consider major support. We've been in a downward trending channel. That low that we scored earlier in July at 407.5 hit that lower channel line. So comes in about 405.5. That might be something where the market, we see that a lot this time of year, where maybe you make a new contract low by a couple cents and then you try to bounce a little bit. So we want to avoid making new contract lows and then really washing out. The concern, I think, you know, on beans is that it looks like there's a potential head and shoulder pattern that'd be marked by highs in late May at 1060 and a quarter. And then we had highs July 3rd at 1058 and a half. Heads up at 74 and a quarter, and your neckline's that 1013, 1015 area. So a push below 10 bucks here again and making new lows for the month probably will validate that. And that would measure down to about 951 and a half for the November soybeans. And then there's also a very similar pattern on September Chicago wheat. You had a high on June 9th at 572 and a half, July 3rd at 568 and three quarters. Your neckline is at 537 and three quarter and 534 and three quarter. That's got a scary downside objective that measures down to 475 and a half. I really hope we don't need to go there, but we're getting dangerously close to new contract lows in the wheat market as well.
And that's a check of your markets. We're checking weather now on Inside Agriculture.